Hello. You are listening to 88 miles per hour. It's good to be back. Not sure where Emma is, but she will hopefully be showing up soon. And until she does, we've got some great music coming your way. It's been a fantastic week here at Tufts. Been up to lots of fun things. So we will have some music coming shortly. And until then, I went to a concert last night. Got to see Kaleo live at House of Blues Boston. And it was pretty fantastic. Lead singer has unbelievable vocal cords. Did a fantastic job. So, yeah. Got some tunes coming for you.
To make a mission, take part in the mass tradition of work when you wake till your head falls to your conclusion. Money comes before the movement of the people, the sick and stressed out people who keep their heads down. We don't have any time to live. The world won't keep its own rotation. We make up the whole foundation. They tell us we're getting what we give. Every day a mountain we will move. And tell me, what is it for? Inch after inch till we just can't climb anymore. Losing all the between the lines, dividing rich and the poor. Are we working to live? Are we living to work more, 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 more? Show your patience, climbing up the ladder like you're told. Love what you do. If you don't, fake a disposition. Follow through with blind ambition for the future. It's looking sweet. The future is all we need, 'cause sooner or later we'll be pleased. Not right now, I'm way too busy. Down the days go quickly. Stick around, get down with the disease. Every day a mountain we will move. And tell me, what is it for? Inch after inch till we just can't climb anymore. Losing all the love.
All right, that was Moving Mountains by Animal, or Anima with a exclamation point at the end, so I guess I messed that up. I'm not really sure. Do you think they were going for Animal or Anima?
How is it spelled?
It's just like...
can you hear me? I can't hear myself.
Are you? But you're on.
So sad.
Oh, mic four. No, I'm wrong.
I'm in.
She's in. That's my bad.
No, it was not you. My headphones are just unplugged.
Oh, okay. I think it might have also been me at the same time. So, you know, we're figuring things out.
How is it spelled?
A-N-I-M-A exclamation point. But I was reading that as animal because I'm blind. So, unclear. Maybe it's double meaning. Or it's just anima.
Secret. Or it's a secret.
Anima. Oh my goodness. Well, you're listening to WMFO in Medford.
91.5. The show is 88 miles per hour.
We're going to have a great show.
I miss our trainees, though.
It feels really lonely here. I'm very, like, caught off guard by all of this.
I miss them. I wonder if they're empty.
I know.
Trainees.
Maybe. Trainees.
If you're listening.
Call in. Come visit.
We miss you. If you're not listening, I'm only slightly offended.
Yeah, just a little bit sad that, like, all of the work we put into them and invested.
Okay.
It's been just wasted.
I'm still congested. I don't know if
Yeah, I can tell. And also, I'm losing my voice because over-singing. Woo. I don't know what I was doing. Yeah, I'm... saw one of my bandmates before our rehearsal, and I was like, hey, what's up? And he was like, oh, this will be fun.
No, I know. I keep seeing people in the hallway, and I try to say hi, and it comes out as like...
Yeah, no, like, it's
like,
it's that
I'm
time
sorry.
Of year. I'm like, hello. Nice to see you.
Just
sound
pleasant.
Really creepy. But it's nice for singing, because then you get this like cool man voice, and you're just like... like, really guttural. I actually really enjoy that part of being sick.
Well, I'm happy for you in that case.
Oh, my goodness. Well, Emma?
Yes, Amanda?
Did you have a good day?
I did have a good day. I had a long day, but I got to come home and eat some dinner. Play a little guitar for a couple minutes, even though I was supposed to be studying.
Nice.
Oh, see. Oh, did you hear
there
that?
It is.
There
just, it is. It'll get you. Just sneak up on you like that. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
That's a good Tuesday right there.
It was a good Tuesday, I have to say. No complaints.
Tuesdays are never much, so, like, that's pretty good for one.
I'm just trying to get through tomorrow.
Yes. Same. By Thursday, I'm going to be the happiest person. So, you know? Just
I hope we
think
can
about
be happy
that.
People together.
Yes. Hopefully. Okay, Em, do you have a song for us?
I think I do.
Ooh.
As I was telling Amanda before, so far the songs that I have are all old and British and, yeah.
Just so, how we like them.
Just how we like them. So we'll see where that gets us.
Yeah, sounds good.
Yeah, so here is a classic song.
Let's hear it.
You'll know it.
Okay.
Here it goes. This is a song.
The sun's zooming in, engines stuck on it. The wheat is going to be a nuclear error, but I have no fear, cause London is drowning out.
get the vibration. Won't do you no good. It won't do you no good. You better start rolling when you hear me coming. It won't do you no good. It won't do you no good. No, we don't mind if you don't mind. Hell, I'll never mind. Now don't let them all break you. Let the feeling come take you. It won't do you no good. It won't do you no good. And you know I got fever. So won't you hit me right? You know you might as well. Try to shake it off, try it all you want. It won't do you no good. Said it won't do you no good. And I said, kiss your baby goodbye. Come on, love, it's alright. Heaven knows they wanna break you apart. Yeah. Kiss your baby goodbye. Come on now, it's alright. You never know unless you give it a try. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh,
and we're back. Emma, I keep thinking you're mic two. My bad.
I am not
you're
mic two.
Mic four.
I am mic four. And it's like the runt.
Yeah, it really is not doing
too
great.
You
kind
of have to speak like at least twice as loud as you normally would to actually speak at a normal volume.
Yeah. I push your volume up. Hopefully
thanks,
that,
ma'am.
Hopefully that helps.
Yeah, it's the runt of the litter. Oh, it's okay.
Oh my goodness. So Emma.
Yes.
I have an over under for us.
Amazing. I was thinking about this in my room doing work earlier, mm-hmm. and I didn't really come to one. I feel like I can't think about them. They just have to like come to me. But I'm excited to hear yours.
Okay, yeah, I did. I definitely didn't just like plan on thinking this one. It was one of those accidentals. Okay, overrated or underrated? Free stuff. Like, okay, and I have to explain this because I was thinking about it.
Okay.
And like the free stuff, like when you go to a like a music festival and there's all those like booths and they're like, oh, like listen to our spiel and we'll give you free stickers, or like, listen to this and we'll give you a free pin, and like water bottles, cinch bags, like etc. I'm trying to think of other, oh, the wristbands, you know, they always give out wristbands and like pens with names on them and
ooh.
Stuff, because I always go nuts when there's free stuff being offered, but then I have like a lot of free things that don't really do anything, you know, and I have no emotional connection to whatsoever.
yeah, I'm gonna, yeah, as you were
now saying that I'm biased that, to you.
No. While you were saying that, my thoughts were kind of along the lines of, like, sometimes you just end up with, like, a bag full of stuff, yeah. And you're like, wait, I don't need this. Why did I get, this is just
why do I
garbage
have this
now? Right. But I think every now and then you do get, like, something really good.
That's
like,
true.
You'll get a pen, you'll be like, I don't care what this is for. I don't know. But I needed a pen.
Yeah,
and now this is great. Now I have a pen. So I think 9 times out of 10, overrated.
Yeah.
On the 10th time, when you actually get something cool or useful, very underrated.
Okay.
Because sometimes you don't know that you need something until
right.
it's just handed
it's just
to you.
Right there. I have to totally agree with you on that. Because, like, literally every time free things is advertised, I, like, wig out. And, like, I'm like, oh, my gosh.
It's
and I try
exciting.
To get everything that I can. But then I bring it home and I'm like, this doesn't look as special on my
no.
desk.
Like,
but, like, yeah. But also, like you were saying, like, that one time that it comes in here, like, one time I was walking around with this free water bottle I got at a festival. And one of the artists happened to walk by. And then she signed the water bottle for me. So, like,
see,
that's
on the 10th
a
time.
Good example right there.
Something good.
Oh, my goodness.
I have an overrated, underrated,
okay.
which is kind of more silly.
Okay,
but,
makes sense.
Okay, overrated, underrated, mittens. You know, like,
oh,
where
okay,
all your
okay.
fingers are connected.
Yeah, yeah. I have a lot of opinions about this.
I figured it was a good talking
point. Yes. No, it is. I personally, I'm trying to think of what the general, like, rating is of them, though. Like, how people,
what the general public feels.
Like, because I feel like people love mittens, right? Do they love
mittens? I think you're being biased by our dear friend Hannah Stowe.
I think that's exactly what's happening. Our friend Hannah loves mittens.
She has, like, some nice, cozy,
she does
cute.
Have some good mittens.
She's got some, the girl's got some good mittens.
Yeah. Okay, my opinion, overrated, though, especially for people like Hannah, because when I, like, well, that, like, are diehard in love with mittens, you know?
Uh-huh.
But, like, once you put the mittens on, like, that's it. You're restricted. You can't use those fingers.
That
like, I'm
is
a person
true.
Who, like, especially when I'm carrying things, like, each finger gets a bag,
right.
and I'll be, like, walking around, and, like, I don't know, I feel very limited, and you can't answer your phone.
But here's the real question. Are the mittens good? Because they slow you down, you know? They force
That's
you
true.
To only focus on one thing.
That may not be a bad thing in this day and age.
We'll have to talk to Hannah about what she thinks.
I feel like I can predict what she will say. But
she's just going to say
well,
that they're cozy.
I remember, let's see, my senior year of high school, we were having this big raffle competition. It's like a fundraiser that my librarians run. And, like, obviously I'm a, like, book nerd, so I was always there. So there were these pairs of cashmere, like, knit mittens that somebody had donated, and, like, I fell in love with these mittens because like, they were so soft, and I was like, wow, these are nice, and then everyone else was like, oh, these are really nice, then I had to have them because
oh, of course.
Everyone else wanted them too. So I bought, like, $20 worth of raffle tickets and put all of them in the mitten box.
Please,
like,
tell me you won.
No, Emma. Because it's one of those where, like, you could disperse your tickets throughout multiple different items that you wanted, or just put them all in the one thing.
You heard it here, folks.
Yes.
Amanda thinks mittens are overrated because she lost a raffle.
That's crazy. No, let me finish. And so, here's the deal. $20 for these mittens. Like, that's way too much for a raffle. Put them all in. Then this girl that I kept talking to about these mittens, who never cared about them before I talked about them,
won them,
goes and puts her $20 worth of tickets in the same thing and wins them. And I was just like,
she probably
what?
Never wore them.
She definitely never wore them.
I'm really sorry.
Definitely
Amanda.
Never. But then you know what happened? The librarians felt so bad for me. They knit me my
Aww,
own mittens.
And
they
that's
were like,
better,
they knew
isn't
how much
it?
I wanted them.
That's so sweet.
Yeah, it was a good time. It's
Aww.
A good time. But
it's very precious.
I still have a mittens. The thumbs are like finger length. So they just kind of like flop around
Aww.
At the end. But like I have a lot of nostalgia tied to them. So
there
it's okay.
you go. Well, you'll have to.
Anyways.
I'd love to see them sometime.
Yeah, you know, it's pretty cool. But now that I've taken up 10 minutes of our
hey,
show talking
good
about
story.
Those.
Story. I wanted to know about your mittens.
Thanks, Emma.
Of course. Well, Do you have a song for us? Oh, wait, what did we listen to?
Oh, what did we listen to? So we had the Anima song, Unclear Animals or
and
something.
Unclear.
Then we listened to London Calling by The Clash. Classic.
It's British song number one.
Number one. British song number two. Me and the Farmer by The House Martins. And the last one we heard was No Good by Kaleo. And I'm just going to drop this in here. Look that song up live on YouTube. No Good by Kaleo. Because he does some awesome Zeppelin screaming in the background that you can't really hear on the recorded version. So check it out live.
It's a beautiful thing.
It's really
thing.
Cool. But anyways, we've got some more tunes. So get
more
excited.
Tunes, more tunes.
Up till we're dead. All the scrapes on our knees will tell you where we've been, where we have bled. All we play, hide in the autumn day. We won't stop running till we reach the sun.
Oh, hey, we're back.
Hey-o.
We listened to some songs.
We did listen to some songs. Let's see. We listened to two songs.
Two songs.
First one was called Woodland by the Paper Kites. Very calming, soothing vibes, because I think everyone needs that, especially on a Tuesday.
Very just upbeat and bright. And
but also, lovely. At the same time, like, just like settles you down,
mm-hmm.
which is a good mix of things. And the second one was off Beck's brand new album, Colors. Everybody give it a listen. It's fantastic. He's fantastic. It was called Dear Life. And I, of course, had to play that one because the piano at the beginning makes me happy. But yeah, Beck's been around. I didn't realize. I was like looking at all his old albums since this one like just came out. And he goes back to like the early 90s, which like
he's been around for
I knew quite he's some been
time.
Around for a while. I didn't realize it was for that long, like, and he's still like kicking it. Like,
he kind of had like a revival the past
yeah.
couple of years.
No, for sure. I feel like there was a little bit of a lull for him for a little while, but cuz like Loser and stuff, that was like his first album.
Yeah.
And that's the one that I think people know the most, maybe. I might be making assumptions.
Well, didn't he like win something?
He got some
last
Grammys
year?
For yeah. last year. I forget what song that was for, though. Or whatever. We will look it up. If you're curious, just more reason to look up his new album and learn more about Beck, because he's a pretty cool dude. But yeah. So, having a great time. Emma, do we have some more tunes?
I think we do. Although, hold on. There was a song I wanted to play because there's this band I really like called Hop Along.
Ooh, Hop Along.
They're from Philly.
Nice.
And I like them a lot. And I recognized that one of their songs was in a podcast that I listened to.
Ooh.
And ha, I did mess. So basically, long story short, I was trying to find the song and I was like, okay, I know it's this band. I know I like this band, but I couldn't remember like which song was in the podcast.
Oh,
so I just kind of made an educated guess.
Yes.
And
you're right.
Yeah, and I was right.
Sorry, I just totally like took away your build up.
No, you nailed it. It was like that was like a co-story. It was really great.
Okay, okay. What was the podcast about? You have a little
the
backstory?
Podcast is super nerdy. So,
ooh.
Well, like not in like a not in like a school nerdy way.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. What was it
I
about?
I listen to a lot of podcasts. Usually I just listen to ones that are like school nerdy.
Right.
But this one is called Welcome to Night Vale. You might have heard of it.
Welcome to
Night Vale.
Night Vale.
It's very popular. It's kind of weird. It's like this deserted town
yes.
that has like very strange fantasy things going on.
Ooh.
But the podcast
like
is
Westworld.
Like
maybe.
Yeah. But like think of like
not,
Westworld, but like
not.
Plus like weird futuristic.
Isn't that kind of
random things that happen?
Okay, okay.
But more like less like robots and technology,
yeah.
and more like
just
wizardry,
weird. Okay,
like weird
okay, okay.
stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyways, it's told from the point of view of a radio host.
Oh so. No way!
Yeah, it's pretty
very
cool.
appropriate.
It's very
then.
Appropriate. So they're like joke weather segment is like they play music. So
I love it.
Yeah.
Let's hear the song.
Oh, here's the song.
Just picture that while you listen.
Yes.
Okay.
Weird desert
yes.
shenanigans.
I like it.
Well, just but walking in the wrong direction. Louisiana, my deserted road always led straight back to you. Ha ha ha, goes the train. I wanted to leave, but here I am again. Louisiana, I don't remember ever shaking hands with you know who.
All right. Well, we slowed it down a little bit there with Well Dressed by Hop Along. And I guess to go along with my weird British jump and start in the beginning, we have unnamed guest number one here to read us a PSA.
Hello.
How are you, unnamed guest?
I'm honestly just brilliant tonight. It's been a wonderful week since I last saw you. And, you know, I'm just really ready to share this knowledge with you all.
I'm so happy. Seeing you is the highlight of my week.
As it is for me to see you.
I'm honored. So what do you got for us today?
So tonight I've got this very important, urgent PSA because it is no longer going to be relevant after October 21st, which I believe is this Saturday.
You have to tell the people.
So we need to let you know before it's over. The Somerville Mobile Farmers Market delivers locally grown produce to various parts of the city with the goal of ensuring that all residents have access to healthy foods at affordable prices. Receive 50% off of your purchase if you are a resident of North Street Housing or Mystic Housing, or for showing your SNAP card, WIC card, or credit, debit, SNAP EBT, WIC Farmers Market coupons, and senior Farmers Market coupons. And the mobile market makes stops at the following locations on Fridays from 11 to 1, Council on Aging, 167 Holland Street. Fridays from 2:30 to 4:30, East Somerville Community School, 50 Cross Street. Saturdays 10 to noon, North Street Housing Development, 26 North Street. And Saturdays 1 to 3, Mystic Housing Development, 5:30 Mystic Avenue. For more information, search the web for Somerville Mobile Farmers Market. And because I know that was a lot of information.
It was a lot of information.
That was a lot. So if you happen to catch the time, please do go before that is over this weekend. I would assume Friday and Saturday this weekend are the last days.
Gotta get or your just fresh go online. Produce.
Yes, it's very important to stay healthy, especially as we get into these colder months.
Everyone's getting sick.
Yeah, and everyone's getting sick. And it's just, you can avoid the worst of the sickness if you have good nutrition. So it's very important to remember this.
I agree. Thank you for sharing that very important message.
You're welcome.
Unnamed guest number one.
But on that note, Halloween candy is an exception.
Yes. Always.
Always.
It's been Halloween for me for like a month already.
Same. But you know what? As long as it's October or even just September, but late September. And then additionally all of November, December, because then we're just in the holidays. You know, so it's basically always okay to eat chocolate in the fall.
I would agree. Especially of the hot liquid and melted with milk variety.
And fluff.
And fluff.
Marshmallow fluff. Did you know that I don't actually have fluff in Great Britain?
Really?
Nope.
What do you have?
We just don't have it.
You don't
It's disgusting.
That's a shame.
But actually, I don't believe it's disgusting. I'm speaking for the majority of Britain, because why else wouldn't we have it if we thought it was good?
That's fair. That's
so
fair.
I'm pretty disappointed in my people.
Disappointed
just
too.
Because that's a novelty item. And also, marshmallows in general, just, you know, it's good that we've avoided the whole Peeps debacle though, because those are pretty weird.
Yeah, well, that'll be for another day.
all right.
Well, thank you for visiting us and sharing that very important message.
Yes, thank you for having me.
As always, good to see you.
Same to you.
All right, so,
and Amanda, we're back. Emma,
we got some music.
We
got
do.
A song for
we do. I do have a song.
I would love
Are
to
you
hear
ready?
It.
All right, here goes nothing.
To
Woohoo.
That was a good one.
Yeah, really, I wish that
lots of energy.
Sound quality was a little better, but that was Desolation by Sister Suvi.
Nice.
Yeah.
That was indeed. And before that, we had Blood on the Surface by Mickey Echo. Also a great artist to check out. That was a brand new song from him. So
I liked that one.
Yeah, I've got the future and you've got the past of music tonight.
There we go. I know.
It's a good balance.
How it goes sometimes.
Yeah.
I feel like
it's perfect.
Yin, I feel yin. Like I'm really like a 45-year-old woman.
Nothing wrong with that, man. But yeah, so that's what we were listening to. We probably have time for
one
more if we can.
Two more if we could squeeze.
Maybe squeeze. Or we could do another little chat about something.
Wiggle another song in there. I'm trying to think if there's anything pressing on my mind.
I don't know. I've been thinking mostly about Halloween. Did I show you my costume?
No.
Well, it's pretty exciting. I'm going to be Stefan from SNL.
You told me?
I did tell you, but...
And I heard about all the pieces, okay, yes. But I haven't seen it all okay, put together, which it. I feel like is definitely the most important
part. It's definitely
part.
The most... I keep sharing this with literally everyone because I'm so excited about it.
Can you do the thing for me? I love... That's what he does. Right? He
covers his mouth for everyone listening that can't see this.
Right, right.
He does this, like, smile, but then he covers his mouth with both
his hands. Well, it's the best because... I feel like half the time he's actually cracking
character.
Up
yeah.
and breaking character, but it's like kind
of, but it makes part it even of it. It's part of the character, so
right.
it works.
Yeah.
That's the key, I think, on SNL is you just have to design a character where you're allowed to like cover yourself when you're breaking character,
right,
because
right.
especially with a guy like that. Yeah, if anyone out there listening has not seen these bits, it's the Weekend Update with Stefan, and they are incredible, and you can picture me as him if you know what I look like. Otherwise, it's just a girl dressed as a gay man who knows a lot about the club scene in New York City, and it's gonna be great. Yeah. I'm gonna memorize one of his like spiels,
uh-huh.
and I'm just like really excited for it.
I'm excited not only for you but for me to get to experience yeah. an entire evening of that.
It's gonna be great. I'm not gonna break character once. You can hold me to that.
I give you maybe 15 minutes.
Yep, same. I honestly don't have much faith in myself, but I'd like to think that I could maybe pull that off.
I think
breaking character or holding the character may be just me keeping the wig on the whole night. That's like the biggest. That'll be the biggest part, I think.
And the tattoo sleeves.
Yes. Those I like, though. You know, like, those I would wear around.
Okay.
But wig is a little much for me.
Well, we'll can you show me when we get home?
Yes, I will show you.
Okay.
It's pretty cool.
I'm excited.
It's got some streaks and everything.
Ooh.
It's pretty intense.
Wow. Will you let me borrow it sometime?
If you're nice.
I promise
and
I'll
if
be
it's
nice.
For a, if it's for a good cause.
My you know. Happiness.
Sure. Yeah, actually, if you want to wear it to class sometime, I think that would be the best.
Wow.
Definitely for that.
We'll have to chat.
Okay.
I'm into it.
All right, Em.
All right. Well, anyways, I think we have now sufficiently
we have wasted
enough about 2 or 3 minutes. Well, I hope you're all excited about Amanda's Halloween costume.
Yes.
I think I get to be a maple tapper.
Ooh.
With a very special someone that's coming on the show after me.
Yeah.
He will be a tree.
That's the
we'll
cutest
see how it goes.
Thing I've ever heard.
I think
heard.
It just means that I get to eat maple syrup.
I maple sugar candies.
All the time.
You gotta get
those
some
are
of those.
Delicious.
Those things will
that
get you.
It's like 100% just pure sugar.
It's so hard to eat more than like two of those too. I speak from experience.
Amanda, I could eat them
oh,
for
really?
Longer than a
oh,
human
wow.
being should.
Oh,
yes.
wow. Well, I don't know.
Anyways,
props.
To wrap things up.
Yes.
We got, I think, one more song for you.
Yes.
It's a classic.
Yes.
By a band.
Yes.
Called.
Yes.
Led Zeppelin.
Led Zeppelin.
Led Zeppelin.
Led Zeppelin.
This is for a friend back home. I'm
yes.
glad you're listening.
Thanks
enjoy
for
some.
Listening.
Led Zeppelin.
Led Zeppelin.
You're listening to
WMFO
91.5
in
Medford.
Woo.
88 miles per hour. I hope you all have a wonderful night, and we're gonna leave you with two absolute goofballs
mm-hmm.
after our show, so stay tuned.
Indeed.
but in her.